In this episode, we take a deep dive into the tragic and perplexing case of JonBenet Ramsey, a 6-year-old beauty queen whose murder shocked the nation in 1996. We unravel the timeline of events, explore the key players involved, and discuss the multitude of theories that have kept this case in the public eye for decades. Join us as we examine the evidence, controversy, and lingering questions surrounding one of the most infamous unsolved mysteries in modern history. JonBenet Ramsey, a cold case revisited. In December 1996, 6-year-old JonBenet Ramsey, a child beauty queen, was tragically found murdered in her family's Boulder, Colorado home. Nearly 3 decades later, the case remains unsolved, continuing to captivate public interest and speculation. Netflix docuseries re-examines the mystery. A new Netflix docuseries titled Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey? Aims to shed fresh light on one of America's most infamous murder cases. Released on November 25th, this 3-part series delves into the mysterious circumstances surrounding JonBenet's death, scrutinizing investigative missteps and the intense media frenzy that followed. The documentary explores recent efforts by Colorado authorities, private investigators, and the Ramsey family to bring closure to the case. It highlights how advancements in technology and renewed public interest are breathing new life into the investigation. In response to the documentary, the Boulder Police Department issued its annual update on the case earlier than usual. Police Chief Stephen Redfern revealed the department has maintained communication with JonBenet's family as recently as mid-2024 and receives ongoing updates from detectives working on the case. Who was JonBenet Ramsey? Born on August 6, 1990, in Atlanta, Georgia, JonBenet Patricia Ramsey was the youngest child of John and Patricia Patsy Ramsey. Her father, a successful businessman, and her mother, a former beauty queen crowned Miss West Virginia in 1977, raised JonBenet and her older brother, Burke, in an affluent lifestyle. In 1991, the Ramseys relocated to Boulder, Colorado, when John's company merged with Lockheed Martin, moving into a luxurious home that reflected their wealth and success. JonBenet's charm and talent quickly made her a standout in the child beauty pageant circuit, where she won numerous titles, including America's Royale Miss, Little Miss Colorado, and National Tiny Miss Beauty. With her blonde curls, glittering costumes, and poised performances, she thrived in the spotlight. At home, she was a kindergartner at High Peaks Elementary, doted on by her family, who ensured she wanted for nothing. Despite a seemingly perfect life, her family's prominence and wealth would later be viewed as potential reasons she may have become a target. A tragic and mysterious death. JonBenet's life was cut short the day after Christmas in 1996. Early that morning, her mother, Patsy, called the police after discovering a 3-page ransom note demanding $118,000 for JonBenet's safe return. The only people reportedly in the house at the time were JonBenet's parents and her brother, Burke. The only possible sign of a break-in was a basement window left open. Hours later, JonBenet's father, John, discovered her body in a basement storage room. She had been strangled with a garrote fashioned from a cord in one of Patsy's paintbrushes, her official cause of death. JonBenet also suffered a skull fracture, bruising, and abrasions, and evidence suggested she had been sexually assaulted. Despite limited DNA evidence and a thorough investigation, her death was ruled a homicide, and the case quickly became one of the decade's most high-profile unsolved murders. Lingering questions and theories. JonBenet's murder ignited a firestorm of speculation and theories. Some pointed to the Ramsey family, though they were formally absolved of any wrongdoing in 2008 after DNA testing cleared their involvement. Others believe an unknown intruder was responsible. Despite countless theories and years of investigation, no arrests have been made, and her death remains shrouded in mystery. Renewed efforts to solve the case. With renewed attention sparked by the Netflix series and advances in forensic technology, JonBenet's case is once again in the spotlight. Authorities, alongside private investigators and the Ramsey family, remain committed to finding answers. More than 25 years after her tragic death, JonBenet Ramsey's story continues to haunt the nation, a poignant reminder of the fragility of innocence and the enduring pursuit of justice. Murder investigation. When the Boulder Police Department first arrived at the Ramsey home, they made critical errors that ultimately compromised the investigation. Operating under the assumption that they were dealing with a kidnapping, officers failed to secure the house as a crime scene until after John Bennett's body was discovered. Key investigative procedures were also overlooked. Police did not initially interview John and Patsy Ramsey separately, and evidence, along with police reports, was later shared with the parents. Further complicating matters, John Ramsey removed the duct tape from John Bennett's mouth and carried her body upstairs after finding her, potentially contaminating crucial evidence. Despite numerous efforts, investigators made no significant breakthroughs, and suspicion quickly turned toward the Ramseys themselves. Public opinion cast the parents as guilty after certain details surfaced, painting them in a questionable light. For one, John and Patsy hired separate defense attorneys and were often hesitant to cooperate fully with investigators. Their appearances in the media only deepened public skepticism. The cryptic ransom note, written on paper from their own home, raised further suspicion, especially after handwriting analysis failed to exclude Patsy as its possible author. Even stranger, the ransom amount matched John's year-end bonus. Additionally, fibers found on the duct tape used to bind John Bennett's body matched fibers from Patsy's clothing. Despite mounting public scrutiny, the Ramseys were unwavering in their insistence that they had no involvement in their daughter's murder. They hired private investigators, provided DNA samples to authorities, and offered a reward for information. Yet, it wasn't until 4 months after John Bennett's death, in April 1997, that police conducted their first formal interviews with the couple. John and Patsy were interviewed again in June 1998, while police continued to search for additional clues in their homes. Meanwhile, other theories emerged, some implicating John Bennett's 9-year-old brother, Burke. He too was questioned in June 1998, but experts widely doubted a child could have carried out such a crime. In May 1999, officials confirmed that Burke was only ever considered a witness, not a suspect. Beyond the Ramsey family, suspicions also fell on others in the community over the years. Convicted child sex offender Gary Oliva, electrician Michael Helgoth, pageant photographer Randy Simons, and even the town Santa, Bill McReynolds, were all investigated. However, none of them were ever charged in connection with the case. Grand jury investigation. As the police investigation stalled, Boulder District Attorney Alex Hunter convened a grand jury in September 1998. To review the evidence. The panel, consisting of 8 women and 4 men, visited the crime scene and heard testimony from multiple individuals, including then 12-year-old Burke and John Bennett's half-siblings. In 1999, the grand jury voted to indict John and Patsy Ramsey on charges of child abuse leading to death and accessory to a crime. However, the district attorney ultimately declined to prosecute, citing insufficient evidence to proceed. That October, Hunter formally closed the case, stating there was not enough proof to bring charges against anyone. The grand jury's indictment remained undisclosed until 2013, when its existence was made public for the first time. Despite the lack of charges, the Ramsey family continued to endure intense public scrutiny for years, their lives forever overshadowed by the tragic and unsolved mystery of John Bennett's death. Additional developments in the case. In 2000, John and Patsy Ramsey published their memoir, The Death of Innocence, The Untold Story of John Bennett's Murder and How Its Exploitation Compromised the Pursuit of Truth. The following year, they filed an $80 million defamation lawsuit against a former Boulder Police Department detective who alleged in a book that the couple was responsible for their daughter's murder. The lawsuit, which also named the book's co-author and publisher, was settled for an undisclosed amount in March 2002. Tragically, Patsy passed away from ovarian cancer in 2006 at the age of 49. In August 2006, attention shifted to John Mark Carr, an American teacher living in Thailand, who confessed to murdering John Bennett. Carr was arrested and extradited to the United States, raising hopes that the mystery had finally been solved. However, these hopes were quickly dashed when DNA testing revealed he was not at the crime scene. Boulder District Attorney Mary Lacey, who succeeded Alex Hunter, dropped the charges. Another breakthrough came in 2007 through DNA analysis, which determined that JonBenet's killer was not a blood relative. In July 2008, Lacey formally exonerated John, Patsy, and their son Burke, stating in a letter that no innocent person should have to endure such an extensive trial in the court of public opinion. She attributed the DNA evidence to an unknown male, though a forensic expert later questioned whether the sample belonged to a single individual. In September 2016, Burke Ramsey broke his 20-year silence by appearing on the Dr. Phil show. While offering no new evidence, he maintained his family's innocence, speculating that JonBenet's killer may have been probably some pedophile in the pageant audience. Just days after his appearance, CBS aired the two-part documentary, The Case of JonBenet Ramsey, which suggested Burke might have been responsible for JonBenet's death. This sparked a wave of renewed speculation. In December of that year, Burke filed a $750 million defamation lawsuit against CBS and others involved in the documentary, claiming it had damaged his reputation. He ultimately settled for an undisclosed amount in January 2019. Latest updates. The investigation into JonBenet Ramsey's murder now spans over two decades and includes nearly 2,500 pieces of evidence, DNA samples from more than 200 individuals, interviews with over 1,000 people, and approximately 21,000 tips. By December 2021, 25 years after the murder, authorities had analyzed nearly 1,000 DNA samples, according to CNN. In 2023, investigators created a digital database of the case file, and the Boulder Police Department sought guidance from the Colorado Cold Case Review Team. In November 2024, Boulder Police Chief Stephen Redfern announced that his team is currently reviewing the recommendations from the Cold Case Review to determine the next steps in the investigation. Over the years, JonBenet's tragic story has inspired countless books, documentaries, films, and TV specials, each offering their own theories about the case. Notable entries include the 2016 documentaries The Case of JonBenet Ramsey and The Killing of JonBenet, The Truth Uncovered, the Lifetime film Who Killed JonBenet, 2016, the experimental film Casting JonBenet, 2017, and Netflix's 2024 feature Cold Case, Who Killed JonBenet Ramsey. In addition, Paramount Plus is currently developing a limited series about the case, starring Melissa McCarthy as Patsy and Clive Owen as John Ramsey. In 2025, the JonBenet Ramsey case remains one of the most baffling unsolved mysteries in modern history, surrounded by numerous theories and unanswered questions. One of the central debates continues to revolve around whether the crime was perpetrated by an intruder or someone within the Ramsey household. Advocates of the intruder theory point to evidence such as a broken window, unidentified DNA found on JonBenet's clothing, and a mysterious ransom note. On the other hand, proponents of the family involvement theory argue that inconsistencies in the Ramsey statements, the handwriting analysis of the ransom note, and the chaotic state of the crime scene raised significant suspicions. Additionally, the origin and true purpose of the ransom note remain a perplexing element of the case, with experts still divided on whether it was staged or authentic. Questions about police handling of the initial investigation, including contamination of the crime scene and delayed interviews with the Ramseys, also persist, fueling criticism and speculation. Advances in forensic technology offer a glimmer of hope for uncovering the truth, but the mystery of JonBenet's death remains an enduring subject of both fascination and frustration. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed this story, don't forget to subscribe for more fascinating historical insights. Your support means the world to us, and we're excited to share more captivating tales with you.